everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are currently going to take a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 10월 22일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is going to be about the driver's license. Oh my goodness. Now, driver's license in Korean is 운전면허. 운전면허. So let's take a look at this in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So it says here, 교통전쟁 어떻게 해야 하나? 형식뿐인 운전면허 시험. And so what this is saying here, we're kind of asking, what to do with the traffic war? Perfunctory driver's license test. And so when we're talking about this, we're talking about the minimum effort that needs to kind of be put in there. That's what that 형식적 is talking about. 형식적 is that minimum effort here. And of course, we're talking about the driver's license test. So when we talk about driver's license, it's that 운전면허, and then we add 시험 to the end because that is test, of course. So we have the driver's license test, 운전면허 시험. There we go. Now that first part there, the 교통전쟁, is talking about that traffic war here that's going on. And they're asking, what do we do? What do I have to do? That's that 어떻게 해야 하나? What do I have to do? And so that's what it's kind of asking in this article here. And this article came out in 1988. 1988년에 나오는 headline인데, they were basically saying in the article how novice drivers were like not daring to drive these cars before taking lessons on the road at that time because there was this really simple, like basic minimum effort test that you had to take to get your driver's license. It was so simple. It required almost no effort at all. And so at that time, the number of driver's license holders had really increased. About 20% of the population who were over 18 were holding a driver's license. So that basically meant about 1 in 5 people or so had their own driver's license. And you could basically say that it was increasing each year on an average of about 19%, which is really quite impressive when you think about it. Also, the number of applicants was increasing as well, about 11% when you compared it to 1981, which is about 7 years before. So that was quite exciting. It probably had to do with the amount of drivers and cars that was increasing on the road as well. But the test itself consisted of about 3 sections or so. The first test was, you know, basic essential knowledge. The second part was, of course, the basic driving skills. And so you would think of, like, how to turn on the engine or, you know, turning on the blinker or adjusting your mirror, putting on your seatbelt, things like that. And then the third test was the comprehensive driving skills. Now, for the actual driving test, there were these courses that you could take. So the S-shaped course, and there was also a T-shaped course, and they were timed. So they had to be completed in 2.5 minutes. And they kind of had to take it on about 400-meter tracks or so. But the problem with this is that there actually wasn't a road test, which is just bizarre to me not to have a road test. But there is a reason for this here. The reason was the government was delaying the road test. And that was mainly due to, one, road conditions. The road conditions weren't that good at the time in 1988. And also, there was a lack of test graders, people who could grade the test at that time. So they said, starting from 1989, there would be more graders and they would improve the roads, so they would be including the road test. So a lot more people were trying to get their driver's license, trying to, you know, get their test. But I'm kind of curious about you guys. Do you guys happen to have your driver's license? And, you know, what kind of test do you have to take in order to get it in your country? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 네, 여러분은 운전면허를 언제 취득하셨나요? 한 번의 시험에 합격하셨나요? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. But now let's listen to Celine Dion, I Drove All Night. Mm-hmm. 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean, I'm going to take this headline, break it on down, and give you those keywords and key phrases that you need in order to understand what's going on in current issues here in Korea. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning in to Headline Korean every day with me. All right, everyone. Well, today's article is going to be about one of my favorite things to do here in Korea. It is about hiking. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 산행에 대한 내용이네요. So, one thing I want to point out here is I did say the word 산행, and you guys are probably like, hold on, Kayla. 산행 is not the word for hiking. It is 등산. No, don't worry. 등산 and 산행, they're very similar here. They both mean hiking. So don't worry. We're talking about hiking here. And first, we'll tackle this in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here,
안전하게 단풍 즐기려면 밀집 산행 금물, 마스크는 가까이.
And so what we're talking about here is if you want to enjoy the fall foliage or the fall leaves safely. So those fall leaves are fall foliage, if you want to be more fancy. We say 단풍. 단풍. And that's saying safely. To safely enjoy them is 안전하게. Because to be safe is 안전하다. But when we make it into that adjective there, safely, we're saying 안전하게. So you're doing it safely. So 안전하게 단풍 즐기려면. So 즐기다 is to enjoy something. And you're going to enjoy this kind of beautiful fall leaves. To do that, it says avoid hiking closely, you know, avoid hiking in like a dense way here. That's that 밀집 산행. So 밀집 is talking about close or dense. And then 산행, of course, is hiking. And then they're saying kind of avoid it or kind of almost prohibited, you know, in a way. It's saying 금물. 금물 is that to be avoided. And what they're saying in that next part there is that 마스크는 가까이 is just kind of keep masks close. And so what they're pointing out is that, you know, more and more people are going hiking to enjoy the fall foliage these days. And of course, it's a time of year where we have to be careful in general about any bugs or things like that, because, of course, bugs can bring just general fall kind of sicknesses and whatnot. But we have to be really very careful about COVID as well. And so according to a professor at a university hospital, they said, if you are alone or you're kind of keeping distance from people and you're far behind or far ahead of them, you don't have to wear your masks when you're hiking. But if you're with your friends or other people or on a cable car, you must put your mask on. It's more important to wear the mask than to wear a specific type of mask while hiking or riding in a cable car. Just wear a mask. And they said it's really important to reduce like the amount of the virus that is exposed. So they said, of course, we're going to have to pay attention to other kind of infectious diseases and other sicknesses that are common in autumn, like things that come from ticks as well, like the 찌찌, 가무시, which is, it comes from, ticks as well, hair ticks. Those are also very common. So make sure you wear long clothes, long socks, protective clothing, and things like that, and just check your body after you're finished hiking as well. But these are all just good things to keep in mind. So I want to make sure everyone is very safe this autumn here and just kind of check on you all. But I feel like I should ask you, do you guys like to hike in general? Are you like me? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 네, 여러분은 등산하는 거 좋아하시나요? Let me know. But now let's listen to our next song here. It's by Ed Sheeran and it's called Autumn Leaves.